Thank you for listening to Ivy Podcast, where we feature weekly leadership conversations with thought leaders and industry experts.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Rob, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for joining our Ivy Podcast today. Today, I want to talk about yourself, about amazing projects that you're building, about your recent trip to Kazakhstan, and also about the potential collaboration between the YASA Business Institute and Glow Coach. But before we jump in, could you please introduce yourself, talk about your background and what you are building, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Diaz, for having me on today. It's great to see you again, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation. So a brief background about myself. I'm originally from Boston in the USA, and in a former life, I was an aerospace engineer. I studied aerospace engineering, business and physics in Boston and in Atlanta. And I actually turned down a job with Boeing to start my first entrepreneurial venture, which was in the ed tech space. And with that venture, I became a primary contractor to NASA, and I consulted to NASA for about 10 years. In fact, my company produced a lot of computer simulations that NASA would show on TV. So there's many missions to Mars, or even one that went to a comet called Stardust, that if you saw some of the computer simulations that NASA was showing about how these missions worked, my company produced that. In fact, as a result of that, I ended up getting my name on planet Mars as part of, we supported the Mars Pathfinder mission. And about 2,000 people who supported that mission, we all signed our name on some special cards, and our signatures got affixed to the side of the lander that was sent to Mars. So I guess my best talking point in a bar conversation is that my name is on planet Mars. Anyway, I sold that company back in 2002 and went back to business school, and then migrated to China. I lived in China for almost 20 years. I launched Glow Coach in Shanghai, China, back in 2018, with the vision to transform how organizations develop talent. And we've really come a long way in a relatively short time from basically what was originally cast as an online coaching company to now we're a fully integrated platform that heavily leverages artificial intelligence to shepherd a talent through the corporate talent development lifecycle, from pre-hire interview to assessment and growth planning. We still do coaching with live human coaches, but we have a whole host of AI-supported solutions that support that journey. And now we're expanding globally, and we're having a great time. I recently relocated from Shanghai to Kuala Lumpur here in Malaysia, as we're expanding in Southeast Asia. So that's a little bit about myself. I guess on the personal side, I'm married and I have three kids. My wife is Chinese, and my kids all speak Mandarin better than they speak English. So it's a little bit about myself.
Wow, what a background. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, I'm very, very curious about the part, you know, when you said that you worked at NASA and you consulted people there. I'm sure that a lot of young people are listening to us, and a lot of, you know, space enthusiasts who are going to be listening to our podcast as well. Could you please dig a little bit deeper about your career at NASA, and how was it like in a few sentences?
Yeah, sure. It was super interesting. It was my career at NASA was as an external consultant with my own company, and I had a team of engineers. And my background is in aerospace engineering. I studied aerospace engineering, so I'm actually an enthusiast about aviation and space technology. So this was like a dream job. NASA would send us their plans for how they would conduct various missions, and we would take these very technical plans and convert them into visual representations that would show the world what NASA was doing. It was really kind of like a dream job for an aerospace engineer. And as a result of that, you know, NASA's got, I think, six or seven centers around the country. Some of the famous ones are like the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, and the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, and the Kennedy Space Flight Center in Florida. I got to travel to all these places, these endeavors, and it was really super interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds absolutely amazing. Because I remember myself about like 15 years ago when I had a dream, to work at NASA when I grow up. But ever since I grew up, I don't know why, but that dream just faded away. And right now, I'm just working in a completely different industry. So in terms of like, how did that transition from building something for NASA? Transitioned into building like a glow coach. You said that you sold your company back in 2002, and then like, why did you come up with glow coach? Like, what motivated you?
Well, actually, there's one company that I started in between my NASA venture and Glow Coach. And basically, it's driven, even at NASA, a lot of what I was doing was taking emerging technology and using it for educational purposes. And then when I moved to China, I worked in finance for a little bit, but the first company I started in China was called International Learning Enterprises. And basically, that business would we used technology and a platform to teach business English online to people in China, targeting corporate buyers. And that was an okay business model. Honestly, it was a bit of a struggle. Companies don't want to pay a whole lot of money to teach people how to learn English. The business kind of struggled along for a while. And I was looking for something else I could do with this knowledge I had learned about how to deliver an online service. So it was back in 2018, I realized that corporates will pay a lot more money to have people develop their ability to lead and perform in the business. And that's where the concept for Glow Coach was born in China, with the original idea being to support multinationals that were expanding in the Chinese economy. But then, COVID hit and the world changed dramatically. And the opportunity for multinationals growing in China has shifted. A lot of the decision makers have moved out of China to places like Singapore and Kuala Lumpur. And our business model also grew. So we sort of shifted, we pivoted our business, and now we're in a much better place, honestly. Although I have to say it was a very interesting and fruitful journey that I had while I was in China for the time I was there.
I love it. I love it. So in terms of the core business of Glow Coach, I know that you guys are building something called Lens. Could you please tell us a little bit more about that and dig deeper into how Glow Coach really works?
Sure. So Glow Coach has created the world's first fully integrated platform that can, as I mentioned earlier, shepherd a talent through the entire talent development life cycle, from pre-hire interview, competency mapping, assessment, growth plans, development, and then all link it to an analytics platform. And what it is essentially a series of AI agents that handle various parts of that journey. Lance is one of those agents, and our core product that we've really cut into the market with is our observation-based assessment. It's an assessment that will assess a talent in your team for what competencies are their strengths and which competencies they need to grow in order to perform at a higher level. And what's really made Lance attractive is prior to Lance, if you wanted to have a really deep and rich understanding of a talent's strengths and gaps, you would have to hire consultants to interview that person and interview the people that work with that person to really understand them. And there are companies, there are consultancies out there that do this, and they do a good job, but it's very expensive because you're paying for those consultants to come in and do these interviews and write the reports and integrate the reports. So it takes a lot of time. It's time consuming and it's expensive. And with Lance now, Lance actually does all of these interviews and writes the reports for you. And it links it to a standardized competency model. And Lance can do it in whatever language you want and produce the report in whatever language you want. So now we can deliver a $20,000 consulting experience for a few hundred dollars, and we can do it faster, and we can do it anywhere in the world in any language. And as a result of that, our assessment tool is really, it's really reshaping the market right now. A lot of corporates are seeing what we're doing, and they're realizing it is 10x better than whatever other tool they've been using for assessment, and we're getting this rapid adoption. And this is, remember, Lance is just one aspect of the journey that we're building. So there'll be other applications that do other parts of the journey equally scalable, equally compelling. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. Because I know that nowadays, you know, a lot of corporate, you know, cultures, a lot of corporate companies, they really, you know, lack that one, I'd say, system that would really be doing all the HR system, all the consulting. And I'm sure that it's going to save a lot of time, as you say, a lot of time, a lot of resources as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in terms of, so you've been to Kazakhstan a couple of weeks ago. And
mm-hmm.
You met a lot of, you know, local businessmen. You were also able to meet the CEO of Yasa Business Institute, Christina.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please tell me more about what did you guys agreed upon, and what are the, you know, integration is going to be based upon between Yasa and the Glow Coach?
Yeah. So there's a lot to unpack there, Diaz. first of all, just let me share that was my first time traveling to Kazakhstan. And indeed, it was my first trip to Central Asia. I had traveled to Russia before. I've been to Romania, you know, lots of places in Europe and in even Eastern Europe, but never Central Asia. And I honestly, I didn't know what to expect. And I have to say, I was really impressed. Astana is, it's a beautiful city. It feels modern and clean and safe. Perhaps not what a lot of people in, you know, North America might envision Kazakhstan looking like. So I was really impressed. I was really impressed with how friendly people were, and the energy there. You know, we participated in that Digital Bridge conference. And again, I have to say, I didn't have high expectations for an AI-focused conference being held in Astana, Kazakhstan. But I was totally blown away, like the energy, the number of people there, the number of companies that were exhibiting. It was world class. So that's a little bit of backdrop. I did meet Christina, the CEO and co-founder of Yasa, through Big Sky Capital, through your compatriots, Adil introduced me. And I have to say, you know, Christina is a really impressive person. She is way more poised and experienced than her age might tell you. She's, you know, she's a pretty young person, but boy, she's really got it together. I can tell she's a great, you know, she gets things done. She's very results oriented. So, you know, she has created a great institution in Yasa, and it's really forward looking, bringing great educational opportunities to the market. And she knows how to really get things done, but she's got a global mindset. And she's also somebody, you know, she's got a lot of integrity and she's fun to work with. So I think what she saw in us is a very scalable platform. It's very complementary to what they're doing with Yasa and their programs there. So we have agreed to bring the GlowCoach solution into Yasa and make it available to the Yasa student body. But also Christina is helping us to explore how we can bring the GlowCoach solution to the wider wider audience in Kazakhstan and maybe even beyond Kazakhstan to some of the other big markets like Uzbekistan in Central Asia.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for your warm words. It's very nice to hear that from a person who's never been to Central Asia, especially to Kazakhstan before. You know, it's very, very nice to hear someone, you know, like yourself, people who already built something, coming to Kazakhstan and saying, like, Diaz, I was amazed, I was blown away that Astana is, you know, very futuristic city. So yeah, again, thank you so much for your kind words. You know,
sure, well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, in terms of, you know, how do you see the integration of GlowCoach into Yasa? So you said that you're planning to do that, like, with Yasa and integrating into, you know, local companies, but in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, how exactly is it going to look like? Is it something you are able to tell right now, or is it something that, you know, is just in the process of exploration?
Yeah, I'd say we're still at the early stages of that. So it remains to be seen how this will play out. And I think both Christina and myself, we have an We'll just see it, take it as it comes. But at present, Christina's target audience with her students at YASA, I mean, these are experienced business people. They're not, young college kids. I think most, if not all, are either senior people in an existing organization or they're entrepreneurs. And from that perspective, the low code solution could be helpful to all of them. And so she's bringing it out and she's introducing it to her target audience at YASA. But then with her team, she also has the resources and the credibility with YASA to then introduce it to a wider audience. So we're exploring both of these channels. And again, we're still at the early stages, but we did train Lance to speak fluent Russian. I think you might have even heard him speaking Russian before. So, and we did this specifically for Christina so that she could bring our solution into the Kazakh market. So we're committed. I think she's committed, and we'll see where it goes. It'll be fun to find out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotcha. Absolutely, because I really believe, in my personal opinion, that Lens and Glow Coach can be something that our Central Asian market really needs, because we see a lot of solutions nowadays creating some AI agents, AI selling agents and stuff like that. But what really is gonna make a change is something that you guys are building at Glow Coach, and I truly believe that a project that you are currently working on is really gonna be the next big thing here in Central Asia. Yeah, and in terms of the corporate learning problem, you and I both see how companies today are investing massive budgets in corporate learning, but often without seeing the real results, I would say. Why do you think so much training fails to create a measurable impact nowadays?
That's a really good question, and you bring up a good point. The market for corporate talent development is huge, and rightfully so. A lot of that is driven by the fact that, as Generation Z hits the workforce, a lot of studies have shown that the number one most important factor for a company to attract top talent is the development opportunities. It's even more important than pay. So generations, people from your generation, Diaz, are most concerned about how can the company help you to grow and develop. So this is in part what's driving organizations to spend so much money. But there's this constant friction between the head of HR and the CFO, because the head of HR realizes that they have to spend money on people to develop people to attract and retain the best people. But the CFO was constantly saying, show me the ROI. We spend so much money in our people every year. Can you connect it to business results? Because as a CFO, that's what I care about. So there's always this constant tension between the CHRO and the CFO. And I think where Low Coach has bridged a gap is that we finally created a platform that can show the direct link between the money you spend on development and how it impacts the business. And it starts with our observation-based assessment, where through the power of Lance, we're able to connect real-world, in-situ, contextual observations about how somebody's behavior is impacting their performance on the job. And then we're able to put them through a coaching program and measure quantitatively how we shifted their behavior and how that impacted job performance. And so for the first time, perhaps ever, you have a talent development solution that can create a direct link between your budget for training and developing talent and how it's impacting the business. Whereas prior to this, it's all been, more touchy-feely. You spend thousands of dollars to send somebody to a workshop or to go to, an executive program at a business school, but there's no direct link between that budget and what this person does on the job. And that's something that we've really focused on trying to bring by leveraging AI, but keep it human, keep humans in the loop, to bring that direct connection between the money you spend and how it impacts business performance. And I think this is part of why Glow Coach is emerging as a game changer.
Exactly. That's absolutely the case. Especially nowadays, what I see also is that many corporate programs are still built around like one-time, kind of like seminars or webinars or generic trainings that don't really connect with the company's, actual context, I would say. with each employee's growth areas. What I also see that there is no really like no tracking, no KPI linkage, and no behavioral change measurement. So that really bothers me in terms of the HR industry. That's what I truly love about what we're doing, what you are doing, what Yasa is doing. I think like Yasa and Lance together will be able to build something that solves all of the problems that you mentioned before. So I truly, truly believe in that. In terms of systemic corporate transformation, another thing that I wanted to ask you. So for example, if we look at this partnership from a company's perspective, let's say, I don't know, like whatever, like Mega Silkway, for example, right? Something that they want to manage, or KPMG, Big Four. In your personal opinion, let's say a large enterprise in Kazakhstan, and how exactly will they feel the difference?
You mean by using Lance?
Yes, exactly. So, for example, if you use Lance, and then versus using something like a human, just a human, or other platforms.
Really, right now, prior to Lance, they basically had two options. They could do a survey-based assessment, and we've all done them, like an MBTI or a Hogan or a DISC, where basically you answer a survey, and then it uses this algorithmic approach to make a prediction about what your behaviors are like, or what your behavioral profile is like. I've done all of them. I've done DISC, I've done Hogan, I've done MBTI. And I have to tell you, all of those that I've done, when I read it, it feels a little bit like reading my horoscope. It is, it kind of sounds like me, but honestly, it could be somebody else. It's not that specific. And the reason for that is it's not a direct observation of my behavior and performance. It's one step removed. It's making an inference based on how I answer questions to guess about how I would behave or what my preferences are under certain situations. So it's one step removed, and it's algorithmic, which from my perspective makes it, not necessarily accurate, and certainly not contextual. It's not contextual to what I do in my daily life. So that's one issue. And it also, it's not collecting the observations of the people around me. So those are some of the shortcomings. Now, those solutions are relatively inexpensive, and you can deploy them at scale, but they're of limited accuracy. And on top of that, they tell you a problem, but they don't give you a solution. So they tell you, this is what this person's like, this is where they might have gaps, this is where they might have strengths. And then as the head of HR, it's your job to take that and then go figure out what to do with it. On the other hand, you could hire consultants to come in to do this. There are big, some of these big consultancies like Egon Zehnder or Korn Ferry, they offer this solution. And they do a good job. They'll send consultants to your office to collect all this data. It'll be much richer, much deeper. But as I pointed out, it's super expensive, and it's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
So therefore, you're only going to use that type of solution for the very, very senior people in your organization if you happen to be a big and wealthy organization. So those are your two options now. What GlowCoach is effectively doing is it's making that very expensive high-end solution that previously was only accessible to the most senior people in a big company. Now everybody in your organization can get that, and they can get it, this week. To give you some example, we did it internally in my team. Recently, we had our engineering team in India all do our assessment, and we had four, I think it was 46, 47 talents on my team who all got assessed. And to assess those, Lance did something like almost 200 interviews, 187 interviews or something. We got it done in less than a week. So imagine trying to hire a consultancy to come in to your office and schedule 187 interviews in a week. There's just no way it would happen. And even if it did happen, it would cost you a fortune. So, we were able to get it done in less than a week. And, for the cost, the cost to us is basically nothing. But, for a retail cost would be, a couple $100, a few $100 per person.
Wow, I love it. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. Congratulations on the results, because 187, interviews per week, it's absolutely, mind-blowing. I've never heard anything like that in terms of HR before. So yeah, again, really congratulating you guys on, you know, building something something fantastic, right? And in terms of, you know, future vision and regional, you know, leadership, I just wanted to ask, so for example, you've mentioned earlier that, you know, Central Asia and especially Kazakhstan could play a leading role in adopting these kinds of, you know, leadership and learning innovations. What potential do you see here in terms of digital transformation, HR tech, and also leadership culture?
Yeah, I think it's a really big opportunity, and I've had this discussion with your boss Adil on more than one occasion. As GlowCoach is diversifying out of the China market, you know, we're focusing on some of the fast-growing economies in Southeast Asia, but you know, Adil is actually also based here in KL with me, and he's the one who was encouraging me to go look at Central Asia, and I think that there's a huge opportunity there because those economies are growing, and they're growing fast. And yet, there's a, I think there's a gap in terms of their current level of sophistication with respect to how they assess and grow and develop talent. So they're probably, in terms of their sophistication at that level, they're probably behind Europe and North America in that sense. But there's an opportunity for them to leapfrog because it's a very digitally literate culture. And I at least, you know, the short time I was there, and I have a very limited, you know, very limited exposure, but the short time I was there, I saw a, you know, a really strong willingness of people to embrace new cultures and new technology. And the analogy I would make is, you know, telephony came to the US long before it came to China. Everybody in the US has had a telephone in their house, you know, since, you know, back in the 50s. I grew up with a telephone on my wall in the kitchen, right? And then when China was ready to modernize and everybody wanted telephones, they didn't go to landlines, you know, with a phone with a wire connected to a box on your wall. They went straight to mobile phones. They sort of leapfrogged. They skipped that whole layer and they went straight to mobile phones. They did the same thing with credit cards. Nobody in China uses credit cards. They went from straight from cash to everything done with like digital currency on your phone. They skipped the whole credit card thing. I think there's an opportunity here in Kazakhstan and some of the Central Asian markets. They're also going to skip some of the less efficient things that have been popular in Europe and the US with respect to talent development. And this is where GlowCoach can come in and help them leapfrog right to, you know, the cutting edge next generation and just skip a lot of the stuff that's no longer efficient anymore.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. Because, you know, from what I've seen between, you know, like China and U.S. and especially Soviet Union, when our, you know, parents used to live. So really, like U.S. and Soviet Union, more or less in terms of, you know, like technology-wise, of course, U.S. was like much much more ahead. But in terms of having that, you know, phones, having those, you know, credit card cash, then credit cards, and then paying with your phone, and then being able to pay with your palm. You know, it's all transitioned, right? In terms of China, it's completely different because, as you say, they were really, you know, skipping a couple of, you know, stages, and then they were transitioning straight up to, you know, paying with your face, paying with your palm, and yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. So in terms of global expansion and partnerships, so I saw in your recent update that GlowCoach just added Humantica, as far as I'm concerned. A London-based consulting group with offices in Zurich, Singapore, and if I'm not mistaken, New York as well. And that's really huge. That's amazing. How does this partnership help you scale globally?
So they're just the one of the most recent out of, now I think we have 27 or 28 officially registered strategic partners. Humanica is just one of them. We found that this is our strategy for scaling the business much faster than we could if we were simply hiring our own internal sales team. So we do have an internal sales team that sells the solution, but we find that with strategic partners, and by the way, we consider Yasa a strategic partner as well. We now have our first strategic partner based in Saudi Arabia. We've got about 11 or 12 based here in Malaysia. And really, the way it works is we select strategic partners who have good connections to the people we're trying to reach, which basically means, the strategic partner has relationships with either CHRO or CPO, Chief People Officer, or maybe even the CEO of a company that's in our target market. and they can introduce us. And we have a very compelling solution. When we come in and we can meet the CPO or the CEO and we can demonstrate the solution, nine times out of 10, they're going to say, we need to pilot this because this is really, really leading edge technology. So for us, it short circuits the whole sales process of when you have to like claw your way to get to find the CHRO and schedule a meeting. That process can take months. With strategic partners, it gets, you know, shortened down to a week or two. So it's really accelerating our sales process. And this is part of what's driving Lance's, you know, rapid growth and adoption in the marketplace.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case, because the more strategic partners you have, you know, the faster you grow as a company. So that's exactly what we're focusing on within Big Sky Capital ecosystem, within, you know, within Yasa Business Institute. So yeah, I totally agree with you on that one. So and the fact you know, that you are now expanding your distribution network with about like 20 partners globally, I would say, you know, across Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, Kazakhstan, you know, Malaysia.
Closer to 30 now.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing. 30 companies. Well, that really shows how scalable your model is becoming, and in terms of, you know, finding the product market fit, it's absolutely amazing. So congrats on that as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Rob, I just wanted to, you know, conclude our podcast. You know, don't really want to take much of your time in terms of, you know, your personal experience. So you've gone, you know, from NASA and engineering to building an AI-driven human development company, which really, really motivates me myself, you know, and really, you know, learning a lot from you. You know, what personal lessons, I would say, really shaped how you think about leadership and people?
Gosh, that's a really good and thoughtful question. You know, you're a young guy, Diaz. I think, you know, you're not married yet and you don't have kids yet. I'll say that my leadership style has evolved. I mean, I've been an entrepreneur for most of my career, and I've been, you know, building teams for most of my career. And I'd say the one thing that that has impacted me is having kids. And this is something that I think Adil would also would support. It's just taught me to be a lot more patient with people and a lot more understanding. And I think that has enabled me to be more of an inspiring leader to my team. So I would say that's actually been, I know it's a strange answer, but having, you know, three young boys who really can try, you know, kids can really, really try your patience sometimes. I think it's really affected my leadership style and how I think about leading people. And then the other thing is the pace of change. So I would say that I would add two more things to that. I would add being adaptive to the pace of change and also being persistent. So the way that AI is growing now at an exponential rate. And if you look at it, like, you know, mathematically, for like everything from compute to energy consumption, AI is growing exponentially, which means that the solutions are also changing extremely rapidly. Today, what GlowCoach has might feel like a totally leading edge solution. In 2 years from now, people will look at what we have today and say, oh my God, that's old. You know, so we need to keep innovating to stay on top. So the second thing is, you know, embracing that change and not being afraid of it. It's coming, you can't stop it. So you just need to embrace that. Things are always changing, you always have to innovate. And then with that is persistence. You know, I think that success in entrepreneurship isn't necessarily given to the smartest person in the room. It's given to the person who can stick through, honestly, you know, the most pain. Because if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, it's not an easy path. There are other paths in life you can choose that are a whole lot easier and less stressful. You know, they have different rewards. So I think just being persistent is you know, what's really, really important.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. And you know, in terms of having, you know, children, and that your kids actually teach you the leadership, that's something, you know, very unique, because my parents and especially my older brothers, my fellow, older friends, like our partners, our GPs, Adil and John, they always tell me, the real maturity comes when you really build your family and really have your own kids. And that's when you really mature. And I totally agree with you. I totally agree with them because that's really the case. And most of the time I see, my fellow friends, my fellow older friends, our partners, and the more kids they have, the more patient they get. And that's something I noticed myself. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. Lastly, what I wanted to ask you is that what book or podcast or some educational resources you would recommend to our audience or myself individually, so that we learn more about not only about entrepreneurship, but also about innovation, about leadership.
That's an easy one for me. You got to check out Moonshots by Peter Diamandis. And you can Google it. He's got, I don't know if you've heard of him. He's got a podcast on YouTube. And he does this pod. He's the guy who created the X Prize. So Peter Diamandis is an MIT alum. And I think whatever it was, 10 or 15 years ago, he created the X Prize where he raised something like $10 million for somebody who, I forget what the first X Prize was. And that's sort of his claim to fame. But now he does this Moonshots podcast where he interviews, some of the great thinkers, the great entrepreneurs out there. He's friends with Elon Musk and a lot of the big folks, Sam Altman, a lot of the people in AI space. And I devour his Moonshots podcast whenever he comes out with a new episode, which is like one a week, and they're like over an hour long. Like I hate watching a podcast on YouTube that's longer than 10 minutes. I don't have the patience for it. But his, I watch them all, and I don't even watch them in 1.5x. I slow it down to 1.25x, and it's worth it. I would highly, for anybody who's interested on seeing what the future is going to look like and what's in the pipeline, highly recommend that.
I got you. Thank you for your recommendation because I'm a huge fan of podcasts myself. Every time I'm driving, every time I'm traveling somewhere, the only thing, one of the things that I really, listen to or watch to is just podcasts. So I'm definitely gonna, write that podcast that you recommended, and just add it into my list of podcasts that I'm gonna listen to. So yeah, Rob, thank you so much again for your time. Thank you so much for all the valuable lessons that you've shared, for all the, for all the information you've shared with us in terms of Glow Coach, in terms of your integration into, into Yasa, and also, congratulations on all the results you've done already, you've made. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to meeting you in KL or Singapore soon.
Same here, Diaz. It was great to meet you when I was there last time, and thank you for hosting, and look forward to seeing you in the next trip.